Text B. Blow the whistle on football hooliganism. You will hear the story twice, first straight through and then in shorter sections. Answer right or wrong during the pauses of the second listening. Mark your answers on the answer sheet.
Football is without question the most played and loved team sport in the world. At its best, it unites people from different backgrounds and gives them a feeling of togetherness, whether they play it themselves or support their favourite team from the stands. As far as we know, football has been played in one way or another for hundreds of years. But this much-loved game has its downsides too. It would be surprising if you hadn't heard about football hooligans, who, with their hostile behaviour and use of foul language, can turn a football match into chaos. You might think that hooligans are true fans of their favourite football team. But do true fans come to cause turmoil in the stands? Or do they come to support and cheer their favourite team on? The answer, of course, is the latter. Football hooliganism is said to have first raised its head in England in the 1960s and was probably at its worst in the 1970s and 80s. But did you know that in 1314, King Edward II had already banned football from London because he was worried about the disorder that the matches might cause? Even though football hooliganism has been known as the English disease, the problems in football aren't restricted to England or Europe alone. For example, hooligans from Germany, Holland, Belgium, Italy, Russia, and other Eastern European countries have caused their fair share of problems. And, for instance, in South America, the clubs continuously have to deal with even more serious problems of violence than they do in Europe. During the match, the hooligans might disrupt play by throwing objects such as bricks, rocks, smoke flares, or fireworks in the stadium. It isn't unusual either that before or after the match, fights break out between home and away fans. In the course of these riots, the victims are often innocent bystanders who have been caught in the middle of this senseless violence. Another deep-seated problem in football is racism. Many players have to put up with racist taunts and chants because of their skin colour or ethnic background. Usually it is the crowd that shouts at the players, but unfortunately there have also been incidents where the players or the managers have been guilty of racist behaviour. And, surprising or not, it is not always only the players of the visiting team who are the targets of racist abuse. Sometimes the fans turn against their own players too. The seriousness of the problems with football hooligans differs from country to country, but they have many things in common too. Racist abuse is more likely to be heard at international matches, whereas other kinds of verbal abuse often arise at domestic matches. Fights, on the other hand, are as likely to occur between hooligans both at home and abroad. Although a lot has already been done to increase the safety in football matches, for example by adding cameras, by having all-seater stadiums, and by separating the fans of the opposing teams into separate sections of the stadiums, the work is still in progress. International cooperation is also vital to stop the hooligans from travelling abroad. Last year, over 3,000 known English football hooligans were prevented from travelling to South Africa to watch the World Cup. However, many people believe that the key to solving the hooligan problem lies with the fans that follow the rule of law. If they don't approve of the behaviour of the hooligans just might get the message in the end.